To the South Island now, and the future of the New Zealand Agricultural Show is in doubt after the Canterbury AMP Association pulled the pin on this year's event. The show was not going to be financially viable after the COVID-19 pandemic led to 2 years of drastically scaled back events and last year's show making a loss. Timothy Brown has more.
The New Zealand Agricultural Show attracts more than 100,000 punters. Every November, it's been a highlight on Canterbury's social calendar since 1863. So these Christchurch residents say the city and region will feel the cancellation this year.
I think for the wider region, it is important, and it's a shame that it's been cancelled.
I think it's pretty sad, and it's a good gathering for lots of people and just family hangouts.
It's a little bit like cancelling Cup Week for the region, I would think, yeah. It's a big thing.
The connection also between the country and the city, I think that's quite a cool thing, so we'll miss that.
Also feeling the loss of this year's show is Canterbury AMP Association's General Committee President, Bryce Murray.
I'm obviously pretty gutted we're not having a show this year, but I mean, it is what it is. And if we can run some sort of a semblance of a show, you know, when we do our stock thing, that would be nice, but I don't know. We'll just have to see how that pans out.
Bryce Murray says livestock judging and competitions will still go ahead, but the show, as the public knows it, will not go on this year. He says the association is aiming to have the show back next year, but there are difficult conversations to be had and difficult decisions to be made before then.
There's probably a need for a board, but I don't think we have got room to have a fully paid board. I think we need a board with an honorarium for sure, and I don't want to see the step down in the quality of people we've got on the board, but we've got no room to pay them money, basically. That's what it comes down to.
RNZ understands there are discussions about the board resigning at the general meeting. It also follows a tumultuous period for the organisation, with other media reporting on the departure of staff, including General Manager Tracy Ahern. Ms. Ahern did not want to comment when contacted by RNZ. James Dwyer, who recently resigned from the committee, says the show is feeling the tough economic climate, as are the exhibitors who provide income to the association by leasing trade sites.
If people are not coming in and providing those trade sites, that's one lost revenue stream in a venture where if you're only getting income for sort of 3 days a year, it's not a great business model, because you've still got those costs going out for the other 362.
Mr. Dwyer says things need to change at the association, but there are some stuck in the past. Bryce Murray says there will be changes coming at the governance level of the association. A review of the association's governance is currently ongoing, and it's also close to reaching a deal with the Christchurch City Council on land it holds a 100-year lease on. Christchurch Mayor Phil Major says the details on that will be available within days.
We have been negotiating with the show about they've got some land they lease off us on number 141 Wigram Road. That's no secret. I can't comment on the stage where the negotiations are at. It's not secret, it's just a commercial thing.
Phil Major says he has absolute confidence in the association going forward. RNZ was unable to reach the association's board chair, Stuart Mitchell, but in a statement, he says the board is disappointed to cancel this year's show, but after reviewing the latest financial position and projections, it isn't financially viable.